The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Light of the world. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. Thanks for listening to us online. You know, we want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening in.
I was really comfortable on that box. I wish I could just sit there and speak to you from there. But I like to get up and see you as Jesus would when he spoke to his people. It's good to make eye contact because the Bible says that Jesus said that the eyes are the lamp to our souls. We need to make that eye contact with people. You know, we've lost that in this world today. Couples, married couples, parents. Friends, workers, look at each other. A lot of people don't like to make eye contact. I was the shyest guy you'd ever know. Who knew, huh? Look what God has done. Folks, there's nothing God cannot do, and I'm so excited you are all here this morning. Yeah, some people are out. Some people might have stayed home or sick or too hot, whatever, or ride. But you're here. Amen? And so say with me, God's going to speak to me today. And I am ready. All right, amen. I have prayed all week for this message and myself. And I prayed, God, bring whoever needs to be here this morning for this message that we need to hear. You're not here by coincidence or accident. I firmly believe this morning God's going to speak to all of us in this room. You didn't come here because you planned to. You didn't come here because, oh, I finally got a ride. God brought you here. At whatever level, you need to hear what's going to be said today, because what I'm going to talk about this morning, we have all struggled with it. And that's why I called it to choose to be real. Choose to be real. A real person. A real human. Someone that knows how to love. And we've missed that. We're missing it. I like what Sean said this morning. We're kicking God out. A lot of other beliefs out there. A lot of trends, traditions. Just people are so gullible. When it's right here in our hand, we just need to read the Bible, folks. You need to read your Bible. It's all in here. Amen? So let's pray and we'll get into the message. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this church, for Remnant, God. We pray right now for your Holy Spirit to come and fill this place, to fill our minds and our hearts, God. Holy Spirit, you're a welcome here. Grab a hold of our mind, our heart, and our soul, God. Speak to us. I pray for every deaf ear that be open right now in Jesus' name, that we would be receptive in our hearts, God. Open our hearts to receive your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that it pleases you what we're doing here this morning. We glorify you and we thank you. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to be reading out of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. And it reads like this. So I tell you and encourage you in the Lord's name not to live any longer like other people in the world. Their minds are set on worthless things. They can't understand because they are in the dark. They are excluded from the life of God, excluded from the life that God approves, of because of their ignorance and stubbornness. Since they no longer have any sense or shame, they have become promiscuous. They practice every kind of sexual perversion with a constant desire for more. But that is not what you learned from Christ's teachings. You have certainly heard his message and have been taught his ways. The truth is in Jesus. You were taught to change the way you were living. The person you used to be will ruin you through and the desires that deceive you. However, you were taught to have a new attitude. You are also taught to become a new person, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Amen? You guys are very comfortable right now in your chairs. It's cool in here, right? It's hot outside. You know, as we were worshiping, I think of the people in the biblical times, including the Old Testament. These people would stand for 3 or 4 hours, possibly in the sun, as they rolled the scrolls. They would read scripture standing for 2 to 3 hours. So I beg you to give God your attention at least for the next 30 minutes. Because I'm going to hammer through this sermon as fast as I can. But God is just asking you, give him 30 minutes and listen. Listen to what God would speak. Whenever we come up here, it's not us. It's God speaking through his people and through his word. Amen? And you need to firmly grasp that. Don't sit there and think, oh, that was for so-and-so. Take it in for you. Amen? I'm going to be talking about this fairy tale topic we've been going through this series. How a lot of things don't end up nice. How sometimes life can be hard and not fair. Or why me? Well, because God wanted it that way. And first and utmost, because of the Garden of Eden. We need to remember, folks, sin came in. So we're going to fight. We have to fight for what's right and for what's good. That's why I like this series and what we're teaching here. Not everything ends well. But what's important is that you keep going. And I picked up character that that has described us at times. Maybe even now. And his name's Pinocchio. Most of us know the story of Pinocchio, right? Little boy, he had some issues. Right? But what was his greatest desire to be? A real boy, a real person. And I'm glad there's young ones here today. Lately, every time I speak, God is showing me to speak to the younger kids too. 5, 6, 7, 12, 15 years old. Whatever age you are, God's speaking to you too, young ones. I hope you're not bored in church. Because you know what they say about people that say, I'm bored. You know what the answer is, right? It's because you're boring. God should not bore us. His word is alive. He changes you. The way you think, talk, and act. But the minute you step away from practicing what God has called us to be, you start flopping a little. You start failing. You start becoming like Pinocchio, a piece of wood, fake. As they say, fake it till you make it. No, you need to be real because God sees everything. And he's in everything. And we all know Pinocchio was a walking, talking puppet made of wood. We know Geppetto was his creator, right? Geppetto was like his dad. He wanted a son and he made a puppet that looked like a little boy, but he was fake. He was made of wood. But more than anything else, Pinocchio wanted to be a real boy. And who was there to help Jiminy the Cricket was there to always help Pinocchio, remember? The little cricket, Jiminy Cricket, was there to always help Pinocchio to do what? To do good. To remember to do what's right. Because we forget in an instant to do what's right. And you know what's funny? When we're doing that little thing we shouldn't be doing, we know this is wrong, or the words we're going to say or choosing to say in our mind. Because when they're talking to us, you're already ready to fire back. You're ready to tell them back. You're already contemplating, premeditating your words. And there's little Jiminy Cricket, that little voice saying, you know what? Don't say it. You know what? Don't do that. God could be like that little Jiminy Cricket in our lives. As a matter of fact, God is. And his name's the Holy Spirit. He's always right there, folks. He'll never leave us. When you're ready to do what Pinocchio did, the nose starts growing and growing. Jiminy Cricket's there, trying to help us to get it right. See, and we know that if Pinocchio behaved, he would become a real boy. And if he misbehaved, what would happen to him? He'd become a donkey. So we're going to have some several characters here this morning, all right? See where we fit in. I work so hard, folks, daily, secondly, every minute, to work on to be real with people. I don't want to be a donkey or become fake or a piece of wood. I want people to see Jesus. I want people to see the real person. Hey, Frank, how you doing? Well, you know what? Not too good right now. Can you pray for me? Because a lot of times folks will say, oh, I'm fine. You're not fine. Be real. Tell someone, you know what? This happened the other day. Pray for me. You know what? Lately, the past few months, and this will be anonymous, most of you in this building that have come to me have been pretty open, and I'm praying for those things. And that's good. That's what we need, is to be real. Go to that person you confide in, be it your wife, husband, friend, whoever, uncle, aunt, neighbor. Share with them. Pray with each other. And God will work. And there's Jiminy Cricket. God's voice is going to speak. You see? And in order for Pinocchio to become real, he had to become what he wasn't by nature. For Pinocchio to become real, he had to become what he wasn't by nature. What was his nature? He was a piece of wood. He was not real, correct? Bible says by nature what? We're born what? Sinners. We're all sinners in this room. We're in the spiritual hospital that we need to be in. To grow and learn and get healed and leave things behind you. Walk out of these doors a little different, with hopefully your chin up and a little skip in your walk. Because sometimes we come in all tore up. We come in and say, how you guys doing? We're great. Oh, you better tell them we were fighting in the car. No, you better not tell them we were fighting in the car. Don't tell them the children were not listening. We do that. But it's okay. You're in the right place. This is where we need to be. To get healed from that. To learn what God's word says so we can apply it. And change the way we are. We just read some scripture that God is continually, folks, continually. If you read from Genesis to Revelation, God is over and over and over and over trying to tell his people like this, not like that. Don't follow those ways. Has God ever given up on us? No, thousands of years have passed. And he's still wooing people with his love and in hopes that we would turn to him and live for him and deny ourselves. He wants us to be real. Yeah, we hurt. Yeah, we have problems. But God is there. And God can do it. But our nature gets in the way. Romans 7:18 says this. I know that nothing good lives in me. That is, nothing good lives in my corrupt nature. Although I have the desire to do what is right, I don't do it. And that happens to all of us. Paul is so right on, so spirit-led, that he's even telling his students, look, guys, sometimes I mess up and I don't want to do it. And it goes back to the Garden of Eden, folks, Adam and Eve. Sin came in. Parents, let me ask you this, those of you that have children. Do you have to tell your children to misbehave? Go misbehave. Go break a window. Come on. Lie to me. We don't, huh? Go get your room all dirty. Go misbehave. We don't tell anyone that, do we? We're born with it. That's our nature. We're sinners. But Jesus comes in, his word comes in, and his spirit starts changing you inside out. And the first thing that needs to change is our mentality, folks. Our mind. The biggest battles we have is in our thoughts. And the things people tell us. And the things we see. Remember the devil, what did he tell to Eve? Look at the fruit. Look at the apple. It looks good. It's going to make you smart and wise. You're going to know everything. You'll be able to tell your husband what to do. Nuh-uh, it didn't work that way, did it? See, things will tell us, wow, that's good for me. But wait a minute. Does it apply with God's word? Should I... You see? You got to come to the word. And Paul, we just read here in Ephesians not to do the things the people in this world are doing. Folks, we're all aliens in this room. We're not of this world. If you're firmly walking with Jesus, you're not from this planet. I'm sorry. We all have green cards in here. And it's called the Holy Bible. This is our green card, folks. We're all aliens. But sometimes our sin nature, our human nature, oh, but this looks so good, it tastes so good. It'll deceive you sometimes. Pray about it. Pray through things. Pinocchio wanted so bad to be real. So bad. And just like Pinocchio, we strive to do what's right. We need to work at it, strive for it. Not just words. I talk with a lot of men, oh, you know what, Frank? I tell my wife I love her, but do you show her? Oh, I tell my kids I love them, but do you hang out with them? There's a difference, not just words, folks. Some of us can have some good lingo, like car salesmen. Come out of there with a new car. How did we buy it? I don't know. He said something. You didn't even want to buy a car. In my past, we pulled into a car dealer because the girls had to go to the rest when we came out of there with a brand new van. We didn't want to buy a car. We were deceived, man. Then by the time we got them, we're paying how much a month? Gosh, we're not even going to have beans and rice, just Jesus Christ. We're deceived, but the van came in through and we got through and God got us through it. But sometimes we'll get deceived. Not just by words, guys, actions. And Pinocchio had to strive for it to be real. You know, life's about choices. And Pinocchio made a lot of bad choices. We are responsible for the choices and the results. Every day depends on the choices we make. And that defines the outcome. You know, I hear a lot of people tell me, you know what, Frank? Well, it's so-and-so's fault. It's so they did this because it was all their fault. We're ready to blame somebody else or the situation. Have you looked a little closer into yourself? Have you looked at your heart? Does it line up with Christ's word? Is it lining up with what God's telling you to do in that situation? You know, husbands, we struggle to love our wives. But that's scriptural. We need to learn to love them because Jesus loved the church. We need to love our wives. We need to strive for it, men. We got to work at it. And a lot of younger couples today, they're taking the easy way out. What is it? I'm out of here. No, man. I know it's only been a couple of months, but I'm out of here. That's the easy way out. You see? When you find a partner, that's who God you chose and God gave you, and you work at it. Till death do you part. But we want other things sometimes. And they deceive us. And many people are being puppeteered by the ways of this world. Behaviors today have shaped the lives more than we know. Today's culture is forming our families and our homes. There's so many things out there, guys, telling us how your home should be. Be it programs, be it media, be it your neighbor, be it someone at work. People trying to tell you who you should be, how you should look. You read your scripture and you follow what God tells you and see if it matches with your life. If you really need that thing. If you really need to be hanging out with those people, if you really need to be going to those places, you probably shouldn't. Amen? Amen? See, I did all these things. I did the clubs. I did the music. I've done the hanging out with the wrong crowd. I did the consuming of things that just brought me nothing. We just read it that were worthless. When Jesus came into my life, wow. I tasted his goodness. Oh my gosh. I want more. And now he's telling me, tell them, Frank. And I was blessed to be brought here to Remnant by God's Spirit to teach alongside with Jerry and Jeremiah. And here I am telling people what Jesus wants us to hear. To be real. It's a choice. Every day you wake up, folks. You get up, oh, it's going to be a bad day, man. I can tell already. Well, you're already prophesying. And guess who's there ready to help you? The enemy, the spiritual forces, your family. What do you mean you're not ready? I got to go. You see? You get up every morning. You think positive. You talk positive. Negative things will come at you, but you got to stay positive. The Bible says, those that believe in God, take it by force. We're not little wimps that say, this might work, I don't know. No. You stand up for what you think and know it's right. And you stand up for your family and your loved ones. You pray through it. And you be real as yourself. Does it line up with God and his word? For Pinocchio to become real, There were three things he had to do in this little story we know of Pinocchio. And the first one was what? To be brave. Pinocchio had to be brave because he was made of wood. And he told Dad, see, and he's all, I'm sure he had some fears. I don't know the whole story that he ran into some other creatures and other events happened. But he was fearful because he wasn't real. Sometimes we want to get out there and live it up the way we think. Sound like a piece of wood all squeaky. But you're not even sure. You're just going with it. Oh, what are they doing? I don't know. Well, let's just go anyway. It feels good. It looks good. You just go with it. You're not even sure. I did it. I hung out with all the wrong people, did all the wrong things, and I thought I was in the in crowd. It brought me nothing but problems. I couldn't get a job. I struggled. I lied all the time. There's Pinocchio. Oh, I was a Pinocchio from Brawley, man. If anyone could lie, that was me. You know what's funny? I started believing my lies. That's when it gets dangerous. And the lies just come out natural, man. You're good. You're an expert. It's just you believe the stories. And they're all lies. And what's hard is they start catching up with you. They'll start catching up with you. And that's how this world wants us to live, folks. We live in a pretty corrupt world now. Look what the government just passed for all the United States on the marriage thing. It's pretty tough. And it's going to get uglier, folks. So we need to be brave. Pinocchio was made of wood and he wasn't real. He lived in fear. A real Christian needs to be brave. Take chances. How was our country founded? Pilgrims. They sailed a long way. They didn't sail for a few weeks. Yeah, you know what? It's too far. Let's go back. Never mind. Can you imagine what? I can't, but can you imagine? All they went through to cross the ocean to find new land. And you know why they left? They left from England to find America because they wanted to preach Jesus. They wanted the gospel to get spread. They wanted their freedom to come talk about Christ and his word and what it says, how a family and a home should be, what morals are should be, what integrity should be. And they took their chance and sailed across and they made it here and found America. And this is where Christianity started spreading even more. Amen? They took chances. Are you willing to take that chance? Or are you afraid? Oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm afraid. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. Be brave. Whatever the outcome, God destined it. Whatever the outcome, God has predestined it. That's where he wants you. You have heard me many times over and over say, oh, I want to leave my job. I'm tired. I work a lot. But that's where God has me. You know what the good part about that is? I get to minister to guys at work. There's more guys believing, a few more guys following Christ. Some are in leadership positions in their churches now. You know what they say? Because of you, Frank. I go, no, it's because of Jesus. Because all I want to show is the love of Christ. They've never seen this man cuss, yell, or get mad at anyone at work in the past 5 years I've been there because of Jesus Christ. I want to be real. And it has nothing to do with me being in that job. It has to do with everything that God's doing through me in that job. And real quickly, I can forget and say, oh, I'm tired. I want to get out of here. But God's still doing things there through me, so I got to hang in there. Maybe he'll move me to another job. I don't know. But sometimes I want to be real with you. I struggle. I want to leave that job. But God is still using me to minister to these men, bunch of sailors. Now they're coming to ask questions about the Bible. Right now we're on the topic of Adam and Eve. If they were real and how did they multiply? And they can't quite understand it, but it's because they haven't read. The truth hasn't been revealed. They're not real yet. And we need to work at it. We need to be brave. And you know what's another thing I put here in my notes? I tell people, I witness to people a lot. And they want, testify about Jesus. You know what the first thing I ask them? After we've talked about Jesus, their life, my life, the first question I ask people that don't know Jesus, that are not saved, is I say this. What is holding you back? Tell me one reason, just one I tell them. What's the one reason that's holding you back right now for me to lead you to Jesus? What's that one reason? Guess what their answer is 99.9 of the time? I don't know. They don't even know what's holding them back. I have led less people to Jesus than not. The ones that not are a bigger number because I try and they're not ready. They're too comfortable where they're at. They like where they're at. But the Bible says we live in the mud if you're walking away from God. And they liked that lifestyle. I liked it. Till the truth was revealed to me. And God started working on this Pinocchio, if I may say. I was a Pinocchio, man. I was the biggest fake out there. And I was a good talker. Always showing off. Trying to outdo everybody else. What a lie. Jesus calls us to be humble. But be sovereign. Be strong in your faith. Through God's power. His sovereign power. He does anything. And people are too comfortable. Look at verse 17. So I tell you, Paul says, and encourage you in the Lord's name not to live any longer like other people in the world. Their minds are set on worthless things. See, my mind was so gone. Oh, I need to be at this party. Oh, I need to go play this thing. Or I need to go see so-and-so. For what? It was just a waste of life. But now I can testify because of Jesus. It wasn't so much of a waste because now I can testify what Jesus has done, where I was and where I am. You see, that's the difference. I was fake. He's making me real. I was dishonest. He's working on my honesty. I had pride. I'm working on integrity. Amen? We need to be brave, folks. Just because you're a Christian, don't let them walk all over you. You speak up, and if you don't have an answer, you say, you know what? I'll get back to you on that one tomorrow. I'm going to go look for it or call someone that can give me an answer for you. Praise God at work. These guys are a bunch of atheists, and some of them are alien people. They believe in aliens, and I show them the scripture. And you know what the first thing they say is, I don't know, and they walk away. They don't want to hear the truth. I know the Holy Spirit is hammering on their heart, but they walk away. They walk away. Because they're comfortable where they're at. They don't want to be real. All these worthless things that we think are good for us are not. If it lines up with God's word, it's good for you. If it's not lining up with God's word, it's not going to be good for you. And not only that, we're being puppeteered by the cares of this world and never giving Jesus a chance. And not only are we becoming wooden puppets, but we're being transformed into donkeys. If you fall to that. Jimmy the Cricket was there to remind Pinocchio to do good. And God is always willing to change us and help us. He's right there all the time, waiting. He waited for me for 22 years. He knocked on my heart and knocked on my heart, put people before me, witnesses, flyers, invitations. I never took it. I walked away because I thought what I was doing was right, and I was right on following the world. And everything it has. God is the same. He's always willing to talk to us. But yet, folks, we tend to drown his voice out with excuses and lies. We'll drown out that little voice of truth with excuses and lies. And only you know what it is. You know what's funny? My Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. My Bible says we're more than conquerors. We are ambassadors. We are the head, not the tail. They're all in there in the Bible. Those are the verses you need to go to when you think you can't or you want to turn and not be real. That's where they're at. And if you need to know how much more strength God can give us, you want to know how much more strength God can give us? Look at Psalms 92:10. But you make me as strong as what? A wild bull. A wild bull. And soothing lotion is poured on me. His word. His word. We're strong. We can be as strong as a wild bull, folks. You know how strong? It's like an ox. That's pretty strong. But yet problems come. Problems arise. And we wimp out. Oh, I can't, no. You're a wild bull. If God says it, I believe it. That's it. You know, my boss is getting in my case, but I'm going to be a wild bull, be brave, and stand there and take it. If it's a lie or not, if it's real or not, even if I didn't do it, I'm going to stand there because I'm a wild bull in Christ. I'm a conqueror. I'm an ambassador for Christ. Folks, we forget who we are inside. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's where your strength comes from. Not from you, but from His Word. When you want to quit, when you think you can't, when people belittle you, you put your chin up and say, praise the Lord, I'm a wild bull. Amen? And don't drink Red Bull, not Red Bull, Wild Bull, okay? Don't say, hold on, let me drink my Red Bull, can't ready for you. No, Red Bull, too much sugar. I don't need more sugar, I'm already hyper as it is. I drank a lot of that stuff and I was going 200 miles an hour. Wild Bull, folks, that's our strength. And that's what makes us brave. Second point is this. Pinocchio, to be real, had to be what? He had to be honest. And this is where a lot of us fail. I know it's hard to be honest, but we need to be, folks. I lied all my life. From a little boy all the way to my adulthood, I lied all the time. I was never honest 99.9% of the time. Big puppet, man. Puppeteered all my life. That looks real, huh? It looked like strings. Then they stand like this. When I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of shows, and the men would move those little dolls. And I practiced all week, folks, in front of the mirror. And that's how you look when you're doing all those things you shouldn't forget. Are you having fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. Cool. Let's go again. You're all stringed up. All stringed up. We need to be honest. See, Pinocchio not only disobeyed, but he had a problem with lying. The more we lie, the more it makes the situation worse. And your nose keeps getting longer. You know, you're lying through your teeth. You're almost knocking people over. No, for real, I'm not lying. Watch out with that. You're going to hurt someone. Big old nose coming out. We need to be honest, folks. I said boastfully in Christ, and I stand here as His child, and He has redeemed me from that. I always lied. And every day I strive to be honest with my wife, with myself, and everyone around me. You come visit me one day, this is the guy you're going to find. Crazy guy that loves Jesus, that likes to make noise with drums. That's all you'll find. However you see me here, you can tell my wife, come ask her after church. I'm the same everywhere I go. I want to meet people, pray with people, encourage them. Quit lying. Be honest with yourself. Because God's right there. He hears us. I know that's a hard one. A lot of heads are down. Is He talking to me? Is He looking? Let me look up. Believe me, when I read, I'm like, oh, man. No, when I read this, I go, God, thank you that you've delivered me from all those lies. Thank you for helping me to be honest. My parents, well, my mom now only, my dad's with Jesus now. She's so excited because she sees the new me, her new son, the real son. She saw that wicked, ugly, dark boy that lied to her all the time. And mom knew I was lying to her. Parents know. Oh, my mom and dad are going to know. Let's take it in the house. Mom was turned the other way. She goes, what do you guys got in your hand? Nothing. We know. We don't even have to look. We just know. God is the same. He knows. And all He's saying is, be honest. It'll go a little better. Trust me, He says. The more we lie, the more it hurts. And then this happens, and it happened to me. The more we lie and think we got away with it, and think it's all gone, we go lie some more. You'll lie more. And when you think you've gotten away with it, oh, wait till God gets in there. Because God will give you a time. He'll let us. Okay, you said that, you did that, it's not honest. But I'm giving you time. Are you gonna say anything? Are you gonna confess to that person? Are you gonna be real? You want me to cut those strings off, or I'm gonna have to put my right? His Bible says when His right arm comes into play, watch out, because it's gonna hurt more. When His hand comes on you, which He's done to me in my past, it was heavy. Folks, it was so heavy. I was so far into sin and lying. I could not get up like you guys and worship. I would sit there and cry because I was in sin. I was in honest. I was lying. And I couldn't even worship. I would just stand there. I didn't know what was wrong with me because I wasn't buying the truth. I was a puppet. Couldn't worship. The strings didn't go high enough. My puppeteer's like, I don't know what's wrong. I was lying. Judging people. Look at that person. They're all messed up. They need something. They need help. You gotta look at yourself. Look at yourself first. Be honest with yourself. Each lie alienates us from God. We become stubborn and ignorant. I was such a liar. I was so far from God. So I thought in my physical, personal life, God was probably like in Hawaii. But guess where he was in my whole life as a non-believer? Right here. Right here. But our flesh thinks it's way over there. He's gone. I'm good. I'll go to church next year, I guess. I'll try it again in 2017. That's a few years, huh? We think that way. But God was right here the whole time. The whole time. He loves people. He loves sinners. Even those that don't believe, he loves the most. Remember the thieves on the cross? They were pretty much, as you may say, pretty scum of the earth, bad guys. And one of them recognized it and was honest. You know what, Lord? I messed up. Can I be with you today? I know you're Jesus, the Son of God. He said, today. Yes, son, you can be with me because you were real. You were honest. Honesty goes a long way. Look at verse 18 and 19, what lying does and not being honest. They can't understand because they are in the dark. They are excluded from the life that God approves of because of their ignorance and stubbornness. Since they no longer have any sense of shame, they have become promiscuous. They practice every kind of sexual perversion with a constant desire for more. With a constant desire for more. See, lying falls in there. And you start doing all these wrong things. These things that are not good for you. Amen? When we cover up lies, that's what does the damage. When we cover up lies, that's what does the damage. It's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt more coming out of it. The minute you do it, go settle it right away. It's a little easier. It'll go a little smoother. Children, kids, young ones, can you hear me? If you lied or something to your parents or someone, do it that day. Because especially if it's your parents and you lied to your parents and you wait a few days, they're going to give you a few extra lickings for waiting so long. Do it right away. Again, God's going to let you wait. But the sooner you take care of it, the easier it'll go. I think I've shared this testimony. One of my girls was 15. She was being very rebellious. Not listening to her mother or me. She was just doing things she shouldn't have. So we give her timeouts in her room. Took her away her makeup, her bed. I did everything. I really did. I know you've heard me say this. So anyways, she got a little better. Gave her stuff back. Her phone, her makeup, and all her stuff. And the following week, she blows it again. The following week. So mom says, wait till dad gets home. All the way home, when I drove home, guess what God told me? Just show her love. I will take care of her. Just show her love. What do you mean, God? I got the bell ready and everything. Your word says to not spare the bell. God says, no, not this time. Just show her love. I'm like, well, how? I didn't know how. I pulled in the store. For some reason, I grabbed me a soda. I was drinking a lot of soda back then. Dr. Pepper, woohoo! Shout out. No, I'm kidding. And I bought this apple cherry pie. And I don't even like cherry pie. So the minute I walked in my door, she's sitting there like, he's going to kill me. It's only been a week and I blew it again. She's scared. She's terrified. I can see it. 15-year-old little girl sitting there, like, cringed up in the couch. As soon as I turned, I looked at her. I smiled. I said, hi, me. I love you. Here's a piece of cake. Went in my room. She sat there like, huh? Showed her love. Ever since then, she changed. Didn't happen overnight. Little by little, she started putting her chin up, talking with me, being honest with me. But I had to take the time to talk with her, too. See? Little by little, folks, your kids are not going to change overnight because we didn't change overnight. It's a process. And right now she's doing very well. She lives in El Paso. She's married. Have a beautiful grandson. He's 1 year old now. She married a great guy. He works for the Border Patrol. She's a housewife. She has this nice place. But because of prayer too. I pray for her every day. Amen? Amen. Honesty. Quit covering up those lies, guys. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And sometimes, folks, we need to tell you the truth. We need to hear the truth, and it's going to hurt. But that hurt, you know what truth does? It heals us. Jesus says the truth will set you what? Free. The truth sets you free. If you're honest as much as you can, you can walk and breathe a little better. There's not a monkey on your back, as they say, trying to cover up that lie. But again, don't let God come and find it for you and correct you and really embarrass you. Because he will do that in his love. Bible says he chastises those he loves. He wants us to be real and to be brave and to be honest. And did you know lying disgusts God? It's disgusting to him. And I didn't know that till I read this voice. I know he didn't like it, but it's disgusting. It says in Proverbs 11:1. Look what it says, Proverbs 11:1. Dishonest scales are disgusting to the Lord, but accurate weights are pleasing to him. See, there's the double-sided there. Dishonesty, problems, being honest, it's going to be good. Not perfect, but good. At least your conscience is going to be clean. You can sleep at night. Yeah, you told them the truth, and you probably had some verbal altercations, but you'll be able to sleep good because you came clean. Amen? If we continue lying, we will lose our shame, giving in to our own desires, as we just read. In other words, we lose our humanity and start becoming like donkeys. I hope you leave here like a human and not a donkey. And I say that in love, because we've all struggled in this area. I was a donkey for many years, and the Lord has transformed me into a wooden boy, and now he's making me a real man of Christ. Amen? Amen? And that's what he'll do for you. Brave and honesty. And my last point, and I'm almost done, we have to be generous. Finally, how did Pinocchio become a real boy? He did a generous act of saving Geppetto. You remember towards the end of the story, Geppetto goes looking for his son, and he's on the ocean, a whale eats him. What did Pinocchio do? He dove right in there to save his dad. He sacrificed his life for Geppetto, for his dad. Are we willing to sacrifice for our loved ones? Are we willing to sacrifice to save our marriages? Are we willing to sacrifice to help someone? Are you willing to sacrifice your time to change your life through God's word? Are you willing to sacrifice some time to pray and read and stay plugged in? We need to remember, like Jiminy Cricket always reminded Pinocchio, to do what was right. We need to remember we were taught to have unselfish love for each other. Look at verse 21 through 24. You have certainly heard his message, and you have been taught his ways. The truth is in Jesus. You were taught to change the way you were living. The person you used to be will ruin you through your desires, and that deceive you. However, you were taught to have a new attitude. You are also taught to become a new person, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. You see, folks, it's right there. We are no longer stringed up. We are free. Do you feel free? If you don't, you need to come clean with Jesus. If you feel stringed up, puppeteered, there are some issues there. You need to give to the Lord and confess it to someone. Be brave. Don't be afraid. Be honest. Come clean. And be generous about it. Amen? We are no longer stringed up. Jesus has cut off the strings. How? By the cross. The blood. The blood of Jesus has set us free, folks. You're all free in here. If you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he rose from the dead. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. And by his blood, we've been redeemed. He has cut your strings, folks. You can walk freely. But you need to be brave, and you need to be honest, and you need to be generous. Amen? Last verse, I promise. Jesus chose us to be real and to love. And this is a commandment. Look what it says in John 15. John 15, the book of John, 13 through 17. John 15, verses 13 through 17. It says this: the greatest love you can show is to give your life for your friends. You are my friends. If you obey my commandments, I don't call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends because I've made known to you everything I've heard from my Father. You didn't choose me, but I chose you. I have appointed you to go to produce fruit that will last, and to ask the Father in my name to give you whatever you ask. Love each other. This is what I am commanding you to do. Amen? It's love, folks. You're not a puppet. You're not a donkey. You're a real, genuine person God brought into this life right now to use you, to bless you, to help you. But you need to be brave. You need to be, what was the second one? Thank you. And what was the last one? Generous. Amen?
Light of the world. You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You